You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yes. Here we are talking about anything and everything. There is no subject that is off limits. And remember, if I find it interesting, you will be interested in it. So if it's interesting to me, it'll be interesting to you. So there. This is a sequel, actually, to yesterday's podcast. Because it was yesterday when we were talking about the pear salad. Now, pear salad is not to be confused with a Jell-O salad.
No.
A Jell-O salad is Jell-O that has fruit in it. And I love that, especially pears. Pears, that's my favorite Jell-O salad fruit.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like pepperoni being Rob's favorite Alfredo meat.
That's right, yeah. So the pear salad is a pear half out of a can with mayonnaise in the little hole and then cheddar cheese sprinkled on top. So I have brought all of the supplies today for us to try a pear salad.
Oof, I'm nervous.
All right. It's got the can opener.
Sure.
I don't use electric can openers.
I don't either. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sitting on your counter.
Mm-hmm. And brought Duke's mayonnaise because if we don't use Duke's, then the people from the Southeast will just basically try to have me arrested.
Yeah.
All right. So I brought all the supplies. I just washed my hands. Riggins, you saw me. Well, you saw me go to the bathroom and come back drying my hands. I could have faked it.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty open-minded when it comes to food and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I'm picturing all the flavors, and I'm like, there's no way this is going to be edible.
But don't they make some fruit dips that have mayonnaise in them, like as one of the components?
I don't know.
Like mayonnaise and cream cheese and something. I'm not sure.
I don't
know. But
anyway,
all right. Where's the can? We're gonna do it all. Do you know, it's sad. We live in a well populated area, and the grocery stores in this area are huge. But over the last few years, the selections at the grocery stores have just gone way down. It's a disturbing sign of the times. And I went looking for these pear yesterday, and there was barely any selection of pear halves.
Really?
And probably 5 years ago, you could go to the same store, and they'd have shelves and shelves of different things to choose from. But not anymore.
Hmm.
Not anymore.
Well.
Wait. Oh, there it is. I was about to say, I forgot the damn cheese, but I just took it out of the bag. Opening a can with a manual can opener while you're sitting down is weird.
A little difficult.
Especially when you're short. I ain't gonna lie. That baby was short. Okay. Now I don't want to get this juice all over the place. So I'm just going to take two of them out of here.
Yeah, let's not waste. Because that probably set you back about $17
for
that can of pears.
I'm going to give you the big one.
Okay. Go easy on the mayo if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm going to go easy on my own mayo too.
I don't know that I can take just a mouthful.
Ugh. All right. So, I said yesterday that even though I love mayonnaise, I don't think I'm going to like it like this. So you put a little mayonnaise in that hole And I didn't put as much as that girl from Southern Living did.
Yeah, I mean, she took a whole spoonful.
Yeah, she said a healthy dollop or a big dollop or whatever. All right, so there's the mayonnaise.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know what you're doing in the kitchen, I wouldn't advise trying this because this is advanced culinary art going on. And, yeah, and I wasn't going to sit and take a block of cheddar cheese and grate it before I came in, shred it before I came in.
Don't worry
so
about
I got
that.
The look at that. I don't even know how to open the package.
Gosh.
Of this type of cheese.
And she said cheddar cheese? That's what
cheddar, yeah.
Okay. Holy crap.
I think I need to be a little heavier on that. The cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Than the mayonnaise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Now, the only difference, you didn't bring cherries, right? Because she topped hers with a cherry.
No, I know I wouldn't like that because I don't like cherries. All right, so let me see. Here's yours.
Okay, I'll come over there and get it.
Mmm, doesn't that look great? For those of you watching the video, I wonder if it would need salt or something. You know, I pretty much salt everything.
Yeah, I mean, salt and pepper, I don't know. I mean, is this a sweet? Is it a savory? It is clearly both.
But that girl on the video didn't say, you know, any of that.
No.
All right, so is it better to eat it with a fork or pick it up?
She put it in a deviled egg tray, which makes me think that you eat it like a deviled egg.
Okay. All right. Ready? We'll do it. You want to do it together?
I'd rather see you do it first and get your reaction.
All right.
Here he goes. Big bite. Chewing. Okay, you haven't vomited yet.
It's not disgusting. You know what it tastes like? A pear with mayonnaise on it.
A pear with mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give it a shot here.
I wouldn't ever request it, but it's not disgusting. I taste the cheddar more than anything, I think.
No, I disagree. That is disgusting.
You don't like it at all?
Not at all.
Well, maybe I didn't get enough mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
That is gnarly. I mean, that is not working for me on any level.
No. Like I said, I wouldn't request it, but it's not as disgusting as I thought it was going to be.
It's worse than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah. And I like all these things.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then on a bed of, on a lettuce leaf with a cherry on top. I mean, that's not going to.
But do they eat the lettuce? Or is that just for the presentation, as people say, the presentation?
Whoa. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't. Even as much as I like mayonnaise, I don't like it in a puddle. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like it spread evenly along the bread
or
whatever.
You don't eat anything else like that with just a huge bite of mayonnaise.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like I said, we didn't eat this growing up in Louisiana, so I think it's the southeastern regional thing. Because, I mean, I just can't imagine anybody liking that.
That is not good. And she didn't use Miracle Whip, right?
She was just using
regular mayonnaise?
Yeah. Almost like you would use, because I hate Miracle Whip, when people try to substitute it for mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I hate
it's like,
it.
No.
It's because it's sweet.
Yeah.
So maybe that would go better with this, even though, I mean, there's no way they could make it good.
No. And they're talking about, you either have this or we'll have deviled eggs. That is no substitution for a deviled egg. Sorry, whoever lays claim to this.
I think that basically they're disgracing our holiest of holidays.
Yeah.
With this trash.
Yeah, he didn't rise after 3 days for this. You give Jesus a pear salad when he comes back, he's going to be livid.
He's going to say, this is a sin that I didn't even expect.
No.
Mm.
Sorry.
And I know we're probably going to get some hate for that.
Maybe. That's okay.
I had to leave my wife a note, though. Say, hey, I've got the can opener. You know, I don't know why she would need it in the mornings, but it would just be my luck that this was the one time. Well, I was trying to put something in the crock pot, and I couldn't open the cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah, and imagine you can't find the can opener when you need it. You're like, where could that possibly be?
Oh. Well, we have a mystery like that in the kitchen now.
Do you?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I cooked dinner for this couple that we've been friends with for 24, 25 years, ever since we've been living in this area. They came over to eat, and the next time I went to use my oven gloves, they were gone. Nowhere to be found. Not accidentally stuffed behind the drawer, like they fell out of the drawer or down into the cabinet. I've looked everywhere. So only thing I can figure is they got thrown away in the haste of cleaning up the kitchen and somebody not paying attention. So I accused my wife of throwing them away, and sure, she accused me of throwing them away. And I'm like, how could I have thrown them away? I wasn't even cleaning up the kitchen. You were.
Oh, good.
So well, you must have thrown them away another time.
She was not taking any responsibility.
So now, and you would think that I just went from living in a world with indoor plumbing to going and using outhouses again, trying to use a regular pot holder. I can't do it. I'm burning my hands. I just like, I can't grip the, you know, you try to take a baking sheet out of the oven, get a good grip on it with that little lip. You know, I can't do it.
I will order pizza. That's one option. Or somebody, you know, maybe sticky fingers, you know, left the house with them.
Yeah.
Said, you know what? I've been wanting of gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's her friend Christy.
Maybe.
You know, Brian and Christy.
Sure.
She always covets my stuff. I know.
Yeah. She's like, they won't eat. They probably got a bunch of these. They won't even miss them.
Mm-hmm. I guess I need to order some more. I just thought maybe they would turn up. Something like that. You just keep out hope. Like, surely somebody didn't take them.
Yeah. They'll reappear eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In somebody's toilet.
Yeah. I don't even. I don't know what is an oven glove? It's just a.
It fits on your hand like a glove rather than a mitt, and it acts as a pothole. You can pick up hot stuff with it.
Okay.
So you get a better grip on whatever it is, and rather than having to fold over a towel or a potholder, and like those oven mitts.
Yeah.
Don't even try to give me one of those. Can't do it. I don't want it.
You should see me trying to get a pizza out of the oven where the instructions on the pizza box say cook directly on the rack.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an ordeal watching me try to get that pizza out when I'm about 12 beers deep.
So do you take the rack out of the oven, or you just try to scoop it out with a spatula or something?
I pull the rack halfway out, then I get a cutting board.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let the plastic cutting board sit on the rack too long, so I take a long spatula and put it at the back of the pizza, put the cutting board at the front, and just kind of, you know, slam it towards the cutting board, and that's gone poorly a couple times.
Why don't you just take the whole rack out like it's a tray?
I know. I never really think about doing that.
And put down a towel or something so you can sit it flat on the counter.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah.
Do you spray it with Pam or something?
Lord, no.
Okay, so it's probably sticking too.
Yes, that's where I get into trouble. Some of that cheese will melt down onto the actual rack, and then it acts as a glue. So I got to really forcefully jam the cutting board under it.
And you're gonna burn yourself.
Oh please, I've done it a couple of times, all with the pizzas.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not worth not getting drunk.
Exactly. What am I not gonna drink on a Friday night? Right. I don't think so.
No, no way.
Not a chance.
All right, so we have spoken. The pear salad is nasty. Don't bother with it. Even if you thought you liked it up until this point, now you know that you don't really, because we said it was not good. So there you go. Yeah. But Riggins, we do have a Hey TJ letter today. Nice. A Hey TJ message. Somebody seeking some advice, and this is I think this one's pretty cut and dry. even amateurs, you know, will be able to tell this young lady what she needs to be doing. It doesn't take a professional such as I, but since I am here and I am a professional, I guess we'll just tackle that next.
TJ's Podcast.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Back to TJ's podcast.
So, once again, I want to remind you to go and subscribe to the podcast, and you can leave a review, and, you know, I act like I won't listen to it if it's negative, but I will. I mean, I'll take heed to all of it. So if you go to acetj.com/fanatico, then you can fill out a little survey there, and some people is winning prizes, so you don't want to miss out on that. So know how you contest whores are. I'm kidding. All right. So there's something we do on the podcast called Hey TJ, and people write and they say, I got this problem going on. And then they know that whatever I tell them to do is going to be the thing that they need to do. Because, I mean, there's usually no need for any other discussion. Because I'm the authority on all of it. So this one, though, it's kind of funny and twisted at the same time, I think. So here you go. Hey, TJ. So I connected with this guy on an app, and he's really hot. We flirted, you know, like we're supposed to do. And we hit it off great. Actually better than I've ever hit it off with anyone on any of these stupid apps. We exchanged all info and agreed to talk again soon. The next day, I get a message from him saying, why do you hate your feet? It was so weird. I didn't know what to say, mainly because I do hate my feet and I'm very self-conscious about it. But how the hell did he know that? It was so creepy. I thought, oh, great. This guy has been stalking me, and I just opened the door to my life for him. So she said, I replied back, why would you ask me that? And he said, because I just noticed in every picture of you on your Instagram, you're cut off at the ankles or your feet are hidden. Ha ha. Am I dealing with a foot freak here or what? Loving the new podcast, Meredith.
Whoa.
That's
a good question.
He put a ha-ha, though. Maybe he was just joking. He didn't realize that she actually is sensitive about that or whatnot. That she's, you know, got bunions and crooked toes and stuff. I don't know that she does, but, you know, you would assume.
Something.
Yeah. Something bad, some bad business going on. I'm going to say... Yeah, I think you're probably dealing with some kind of weirdo.
Oh, that's surprising. I did not think you were going to say that. I thought you would have said he's just very observant.
That could be too, but don't they go hand in hand?
What, do they?
Oh, you mean because I'm so very observant that I would be, you know what I'm saying, I'm a weirdo too?
You would notice if a woman was cutting out her feet of every picture.
Because I would think that would be pretty obvious that it looks weird. You wouldn't notice that?
I don't even look down to the feet. I would notice.
Like if they're doing a fit check or something and they're standing in a full length mirror and it cuts off before they're, you know, right at their ankles, that would look kind of weird to me. Like you would,
yeah, I guess.
Especially if you had a lot of space at the top of the picture, like where you could have easily fit the entire body in there. But I don't know, because this is one of those that's a little bit more difficult for me because I've never had any type of a relationship that started on a dating app. They didn't even have apps when I got married.
Oh, so this is before they even went out.
Yeah, so she said they were talking and flirting and then exchanged all their info, and he goes to her Instagram and starts looking at all of her pictures.
Why would he think that's even something to bring up? just an I know off that's what I'm saying. They might think she might think, oh, he's got a foot thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not that he does have really a foot freak kind of thing, but I think maybe because he's peculiar.
Yeah.
And doesn't know how to, you know, to broach a subject with someone.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he just thinks he's being funny, and so, I mean, is that the kind of sense of humor you want to be dealing with?
A real comedian. Why do you hit your feet? It's because you think you're fat. I mean, that's like Napoleon right. Dynamite. Holy crap. What you've always said, the foot people are bold. I mean, they are unafraid.
Yeah, and then I could see that being a sticking point, to say the least.
I think so.
But if he's as hot as she says he is, you think it doesn't matter what we say? She's going to give him a chance.
I don't.
Or does it depend on how much money he's got?
Yeah.
You know, if he's got the two.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting to find out.
Or he may be trying to find out something on his own. He may be trying to find out, hey, if you got nasty looking feet, then I need to know now, because I don't want to be. I don't want to be with you.
It's terrible. That's
yeah,
like American Psycho level, like
right.
Needs perfection in all aspects. If a girl had, see, that's where you and I are different. If a girl had jacked up toes, nothing to me.
Well, it's not. I don't. I don't say that if there's something like that she can't help. I mean, like if a girl has long toenails and things like that. I mean, because people can't help other stuff. You know, however their feet are built.
Yeah.
You know, I don't talk about that. I'm just saying, like, if you can look at anybody, men or women, look at their fingernails and their toenails and see whether or not that they, you know, pay attention to detail or care really how they present themselves. Oh. So, yeah, I mean, if I were dating and I met a girl and we went out and she was wearing, you know, it was in the summer and she was wearing flip-flops or something and her toenails were all jagged and, you know, dirty. And so I would lose interest in her right away. But I'd probably be the same way if her nail polish was all, you know, chipped up and you know, and there's a difference in chipping a nail and then looking and saying, oh, you know, all of your nails are like barely, you know, have any polish on them. Just go ahead and take it all off. If you can't even just take it all off, then that just shows right there that, you know, you don't care.
Looks like you were buried alive and then clawed your way back out of the grave.
You're looking like you ought to be doing the Thriller dance.
Yeah. Man, that is weird. And I so don't get the foot thing.
At the bare minimum of this, though, is not knowing when it's okay to try to talk about something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they haven't even met in person. He's throwing that out there. I would think that, you know, I don't think they're compatible. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. I don't think so either. And the fact that she even has a question about it lets me know that it's already not off to a great start.
Yeah. But you know what I've noticed, though? Sometimes the younger, like the Gen Z children, they're either super judgmental right away or they give somebody so many opportunities, you know, they would think it's awful to judge somebody quickly. So to me, I see the Gen Z children as being one or the other. They're either judging you immediately and then you don't stand a chance, or either they're giving you chance after chance.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they don't want to seem like they're being offensive or anything like that.
Yeah. Do you know how old this person was that wrote you? Are they in their 20s?
Yeah, she looks like she's about in her 20s, like a Gen Z.
Are Gen Z guys into feet? Like, I always assume that that's like an older person that's into feet.
Because
that's just how you picture a pervert.
Yeah.
I'm not saying people that are really into feet are perverts, but the way they're usually framed are, you know, kind of more dangerous for whatever reason.
But I don't know because I don't the only Gen Z guy that I know is my son.
Yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't talk to me. Yeah. I mean, he'll send me, you know, funny social media videos every now and then that he finds. But other than that, we don't communicate.
Yeah.
Not that he would say, Dad, I'm in the field.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He'd tell off on his friends, though.
Yeah, sure.
He'd tell me.
I don't know that it's a thing with Gen Z. I could be way wrong. Hmm. I've just never understood the feet thing. It's like some, the dumbest thing you could be attracted to about a woman. I mean, of all the many things that make like the female body like so amazing,
mm-hmm.
the feet, it's like the back of the knees to me. It's like not even a thought.
What about ears? You get that? I think some guys are like, hey, she got to have good ears.
Yeah, I mean, it's higher than feet, I guess, but not even on my radar.
Hmm.
Not even on my radar.
Not even if you dirty. Saw a girl and they're dirty and
don't care. Dirt foot.
Don't.
She could be a total dirt foot. Don't care. Walk around barefoot. Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's at the end of your body. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. I just don't even look at it.
But like I said, I'm the same way about men, you know, having, you know, long and dirty nails, you know. I think it just says something about a person. The same way wearing pajamas to, you know, to go to the movies does. You know, it says that you don't really care how you present yourself to the world.
Yeah. Is there a part of Jody that you find really attractive that isn't like a traditionally, like, it's not like boobs or your stomach or your... Mm-hmm. your legs or your butt, like, is there a thing, my God, I love her earlobes.
I think so sexy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The small of her back.
Really? Okay.
She has those dimples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those indentions in the small of her back.
So when you get to see the small of the back, it's yeah. like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. And for her, on me, it's the tailgate of my truck as I'm driving away from her.
With her alone. I love to see it. I love to see that tailgate leave going down the driveway.
We almost had a wreck yesterday in the driveway.
Really?
Because she was leaving to go to, was yesterday Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was leaving to go to her Bible study when I was getting home. And our driveway goes straight uphill. And you can't see, when you're backing out of the garage, you can't see what's coming up the driveway. And she was backing out as I was coming up. And I had to blow the horn at her. Yeah. Hey, stop. How funny would that have been if we would have just had a car crash right in the middle of the driveway when I'm coming in and she's trying to go out?
Where would the fault lie?
Oh, hers. Absolutely.
Would she have seen it that way? Probably
not. No. And even though I blew the horn, and when I got out of the truck, I said, oh, that would have been funny if we would have had a wreck. And she goes, I saw you in my backup camera. I knew you were coming. I was like, well, you didn't look like it. then you were trying to be in a demolition derby then because you were backing up fast.
Yeah. This would have been that time you crashed her car into the, yeah. into the garage door.
Well, yeah, I backed into a tree on the other side of the driveway. Just barely touched it. He wrecked my car. You would have thought I flipped it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought that would have been funny. But what? So with this girl, I'm gonna say move on to the next guy.
Yeah, please. I think that's good advice.
But I don't think he's dangerous or anything like that. I'm just saying, if she thinks it's weird, then she's probably not gonna be able to let go of that.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he gonna say that makes her think, oh, okay, well, that wasn't weird.
Yeah,
it's already once somebody's weird in your head, it's hard to get them out of that spot.
Yeah, girls say they want an assertive, bold kind of guy, but I think that's way too assertive to the point where you're like, tell me more about your feet. What's up with your feet?
Why do you hate your feet? Ugh. It's because you think you're fat?
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. We have a video for the Gram Slam today that the very first comment under the video is what made me laugh. Because people, when they're watching these videos, people can pour their hearts into these videos where they're talking about things that have upset them and all of that. But then the comments can just be so insensitive or just like they're not even paying attention to what you just said.
Brutal.
Yeah. So we'll get into that coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
All right, it's time for today's Gram Slam, where we go all over the internet, find interesting things to bring to you. Maybe they're not interesting as raw material, but once we put our commentary on it, that's what makes it interesting. That happens a lot, you know. People find things so boring until I give my opinion on it. And then they're like, oh my God, that's the most interesting, funny thing I've ever heard in my life. You know?
Yeah.
That's craziness. Craziness. Okay. So I don't know what Dutch Bros is. Is that some sort of a Yankee coffee shop kind of thing?
I thought it was a Canadian coffee line.
Is it?
I don't know that. No. It's in Oregon. So.
So it's communist probably. Well, it's among the company may not be communist, but the people of Oregon pretty much are. So you get a lot of these things where people will come on and talk about how they've gotten revenge on the customers. And it is called Dutch Bros, right? It's not Dutch Brothers. It's Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros.
Which would make me not ever want to go there. Because I wouldn't be able to say, where are you going? Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros.
Because I've never been a person that used the term bro.
Bruh.
I say bruh.
What's up, brother?
Yeah. So anyway, so this is a young lady, and she's telling what she did to get revenge on a customer who was being mean to her.
Working at Dutch Bros, you cannot be rude to the customer. So I kind of found a way to be rude to the customers with my drinks. Let me explain why you should not ask a Dutch Bros worker what kind of drink is their favorite. Because one time, this one girl came through the drive-thru and she was kind of a bitch to me, like with her friends, and she was this almond girl. So towards the end of the transaction, she did not tip, and she kind of laughed when she did not press the do not tip button. So you know what I did? I went there and I said, hey girl, there's actually this limited time specialty drink that we have going on right now for happy hour. Like, I made up some BS like that. And she was like, oh my God, like, no way. Like, I'm going to post this on my Instagram. Like, no way. So I went ahead and I put down a drink, a large carburetor with ice cream milk, the most fattening milk I could think of. And then I made it extra, extra sweet with a whipped cream parfait and chocolate and caramel drizz around the cup and on top and sugar sprinkles. And 4 shots of espresso. Yeah, I made this drink and I gave it to her. And you know what? She drank it up. She drank the poison. So I'd give this drink to a lot of rude customers that I had. But you know what? It was really stupid. It really, like, I don't know.
Well, first of all, I love the David Spade-esque abbreviations. Like with a chocolate drizz and sprinks.
Sprinks. Chocolate sprinks.
Because that's the way he talks.
Like, yeah.
So you got your effing chocolate drizz and sprinks on it and just load it up with sugar. The girl was an almond girl. If you're an adult and you don't know what that means it's somebody who's into healthy eating and a healthy lifestyle, and they're almond people.
Gwyneth Paltrow, the ultimate almond mom.
Mm-hmm. But after all of that, that's about a minute and a half worth of her confession and telling what she did and all that. But then she says, it was stupid, which I liked that part of it at the end. Sure. But the very first comment is from a woman named Riley, and it said, You look like Sue Heck.
Sue Heck
from the middle.
From the middle.
Yeah.
What a great reference.
The Patricia Heaton show. It was such a good show. And she does. She looks exactly like Sue Heck.
She does.
So this Riley is like I am, I guess, and not paying attention to whatever's going on. So all she can think about is how much she looks like Sue Heck. And then that one comment had 24 replies.
She's like, thanks a lot. Just diverting all the attention. That's a great reference. You look like Sue Heck.
You look like Sue Heck.
I hear you telling your story, but yeah. I got to get this out.
Yeah, I can't even concentrate on what you're saying because you look so much like Sue Heck.
That's funny.
It's kind of like when you used to, when people would post stuff on social media, usually Facebook, and when photo bombing first became a thing, and they wouldn't pay attention to any, like you could be taking a picture of your family winning the lottery or whatever, and then somebody would come in and go, look at the guy in the hat. And it'd just be somebody in the background. Yeah. You know, you remember when all that started? Yeah. You like Sue Heck.
But isn't that funny? That's how, like, a woman sees a revenge. Like,
yeah, oh, I'm going to give the almond girl something really delicious but fattening.
I'm going to make her fat.
Yeah, I'm going to give her the chocolate drizz and the sprinks. I'm giving her all of it.
You're going to be fat.
But you can bet your ass from now on I'm saying sprinks and drizz. Oh, yeah. I had to make sure I said it right. Drizz.
Yeah. Are you going to put some sprinks on that?
I'm not a fan of sprinks. Hold the sprinks, please. And then there's this couple. Are they at a Chili's or something like that, or Applebee's or something?
Chili's.
So this is a younger couple. And I say younger, I mean younger than I am. Because I've talked about before, my wife and I have reached that age where a lot of times at restaurants, we will split an entree.
Yeah.
Not because we really like what the, you know, that we like the same things. It's just that we're in our 50s now, and that's the law.
That's what you got to do.
You have to split entrees. But this couple, they're younger, and they're not splitting entrees because that's, you know, what they're supposed to do at their age. They're splitting the beverage,
yeah,
which is it's weird just because they're trying to save money. And then they explain it this way.
So what do we do with the drinks when we come to a restaurant?
So we get a water and a free refillable, and then we share this one and sip on this one. We share them both. So it's just...
So we get, like, one drink and always refill it because it's cheap. Because you can refill as many times as you need, and just one.
Right.
It's really smart.
Save money.
Yep.
A couple bucks here and there really adds up.
Yeah.
Dude,
you had your chance to talk to the camera and you effed it up. You couldn't get your face out of your phone long enough to even explain what y'all do with the drink. She goes, now what do we do with this? And he's like, we split the water, and then she has to take it back over. Well, it's just you pay for one drink, you get the one more.
Yeah.
And then the whole time he's just like looking over his glasses, and he just, what a dud personality.
Makes a lot of sense.
Save $2. So because then he realizes, hey, I missed my opportunity. She's going to be pissed because I messed up the video.
Yeah.
I might get a fork in the neck across the table here because I messed up her video.
Yeah, who's that? So sad in a Chili's. I mean, give me a break.
I mean, he's like slumped over the table with his phone held out way out in front of him. He's like, come on, you're in a happy place, dude.
It's Chili's.
Then again, if I'm having to split an iced tea to save a buck, then, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, what if it's that? If money's that tight, maybe it's not going out to eat or going out to just get drinks. It's not for you.
And to me, I think they should split a shower if they're splitting things, because they look like they could use, each of them looks like they could use one, you know, just a good scrubbing.
Yeah. It's a couple's TikTok. They do all their content together. It's got to be
frustrating. Well, it must be his first day because he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah, people were pretty brutal to him in the comments.
Oh, really?
Well. Oh,
what
did
they say?
He was like, oh, my God, guys like this with no personality. I mean, it was just
good.
So all that stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then you try to recover, and you know she's looking at him like, you lost your opportunity.
Yeah, the top comment was, he looks like a blast.
He looks like Sue Heck. But Riggins, you told me that that there was a thing on the social medias going around about Brittany Mahomes having acne problems. I was thinking, well, that sucks. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Brittany Mahomes, but that's, you know, people are making fun of her for that. But it's something she put out there herself.
Yeah.
Right? She said, look, no makeup, and I'm having acne breakout or something.
Here's your daily reality check.
Yeah.
Actually really struggling with my skin right now, trying to figure out why it's just breaking out around my mouth like I'm allergic to something, but cannot figure it out.
So it's not even that she was saying I've got acne. She was saying I'm having a breakout of some sort.
Really struggling with it.
Yeah.
And you look at the picture and she's got like, you know, three pimples under her chin. I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
You're really struggling with it? You're really struggling. As somebody who had acne in high school and it was inflamed and painful and embarrassing, you're not struggling with it.
Well, you know what she's doing.
She's playing a victim.
Exactly.
Because people are really mean to her. And I am totally sympathetic to that because I feel like she gets an unnecessary amount of grief from people.
Well, I mean, she's not my type of person, you know, that I would find myself wanting to hang out with. But again, she's 20 years younger than I am. You know, people forget how young they are because he's been such a huge, you know, he's basically a legend already in his field.
Yeah, sure.
And is he even 30 yet?
He's probably close to it.
Yeah. So people, you know, judge him for being older and more mature than their age is. But
yeah,
I mean, it's just like, there's a lot of that stuff that is a look at me kind of thing that she does that, or appears to do, that makes me think we wouldn't, you know, have fun together hanging out.
Yeah.
But as, you know, as lives go, you got to figure that she has a pretty sweet life. She's got two beautiful kids with a great husband who, you know, like I said, he's a legend and rich beyond their wildest dreams. Yet it's still not as valuable to her or to society for her to have all of that as it is to be a victim. You still have to find a way to have people think that you're a victim of something in 2024. It's almost like a guilt in some people. You know, I feel guilty because people think I've just got this wonderful life and all that. Well, you do, and you should be proud of it.
Yeah, you actually do.
You know? Because I've seen that documentary.
Which one?
That quarterback documentary on the Netflix.
Okay.
And he is cool.
He seems like a great guy.
Right. He just has a funny voice. That's all. That's what I do. Come on now. It's what I do. They can't stop us. They can't stop us. Yeah.
Oh, you're detonating.
Mm-hmm. He'll call me. No. That's those spam people. Oh. I told him. I'm a ham person. I don't eat pork shoulder or anything. I'm not Hawaiian.
I eat real ham. It's Easter.
But yeah, I went from feeling sorry for her because, you know, that's the kind of thing when the paparazzi used to pick up on something like that. Like when they would call Britney Spears Zitney Spears because she would have breakouts and all that. I was like, eh. She's not, if she's acting crazy and you're going to make jokes about her, make fun of her and all that, that's a different story. But if it's something she can't help, I mean, it's just whatever.
I know she's probably got a better routine than my mom suggested when she got me Pond's cold cream.
Yeah.
When I had acne. I was like, Mom, no, I need, she's like, we're going to get you some face wash. She came back from the store with cold, like makeup remover, Pond's.
Which is oily.
Yeah. Well, Mom, this is
a lotion.
I don't know anything cream. About acne, but I know this is not going to help. It's like, just spread it on your face.
And what was that other stuff? Accutane?
Accutane was...
That had the lawsuits. Did it have lawsuits or just people saying that they were suicidal?
I'm sure it did have lawsuits, but that was the big challenge, is that yeah, it may cause depression and lead to suicidal thoughts. But I never got, we got the proactive stuff.
Yeah.
You had to go to the mall, Concord Mills, at a kiosk and buy it.
Was it Gwen that told us one time when she was working with us that that Accutane, you know, changed her life?
Yeah, yeah. I think she was on Accutane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff, but I think there are some serious side effects.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because it's probably still a company that has lawyers. I don't want to.
Sure. Sure. And it's helped a lot
clear,
of people.
I mean, clear skin lawyers at that, coming in just radiant.
Yeah. Gorgeous skin. Glowing lawyers.
Okay. That's it for today. I don't know that we have anything planned for tomorrow yet, but we've got the whole day.
Yeah.
We've got the whole day.
That's it.
So we appreciate you. Thanks for watching and listening and being a fanatico. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenix. NEOGENIX.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.